Got to tell you this, and everybody says I shouldn't say it, but I got to tell you the way it is. This president is a real slow learner.
This is the show.
You got to be kidding me.
At ToddTaxpayer.com. Happy birthday. Yes, it's true. It's our 1 year anniversary. And to celebrate here at the show, we've got a ToddCast Extra. Yes, it's been 1 year of the show, a fantastic run. We tackle the issues like no other program, in a creative way like no other program. And of course, we want to say thank you for listening. You know, we're having fun here. It's just so much better if we can make it fun for you, too. And that's the point. Learn something new. You know, maybe laugh just a little. You gotta have a sense of humor with some of this stuff. You know, to celebrate our 1 year anniversary here at the show, our professional engineering team has created a ToddCast Extra. That's where we play for you some of the more famous and infamous clips of the campaign season this time. And then we weave them together. Sort of, you know, genetically join on a molecular level to extract a deeper meaning. Now, I'm going to show you what I mean, but let's get through these real quick just so we can get all the different parts together. First up, President Obama on the Democrats' election night success.
I'm not recommending for every future president that they take a shellacking like I did last night.
Appreciate the intellectual honesty. Next up, U.S. Senate candidate Sharon Angle from the one and only debate.
Man up, Harry Reid.
Sharon Angle was responding to this statement from Harry Reid.
You see the baseball players wearing pink shoes, and you see the football players having pink helmets.
Harry Reid also had this to say about the tech bubble in the 90s.
We have the most successful economic splurge in the history of this country.
So Harry Reid thinks everyone working hard and making money is a splurge. You know, if your life is prosperous, then you are splurging. Don't be so prosperous. You know, here is Harry Reid's solution to creating economic growth.
The only way to solve the job problem is to create more jobs.
Now, Sharon Angle didn't fall for all this socialism. And so she brought up the Vegas land deal that Senator Reid made over $1 million on after a preferential zoning change.
How did you become so wealthy on a government payroll?
To which Senator Reid blatantly responded,
I did a very good job in investing. I have been on a fixed income since I went to Washington.
Fixed income? Very few people can change their own salaries. But Harry Reid can. Just takes a vote. Fixed income? Over $10,000 a month? Living at the Ritz? Come on. Now, Senator Reid's son, Rory Reid, lost his race for the governor's mansion. Even though he had the plan. He always had the plan. He just couldn't talk about it because it was too long. I'm not sure he even wrote it. I'm not sure he's even read his own plan, but he had it. Now, he's had lots of great one-liners. This one being the best.
He's got his flux capacitor and his DeLorean, and he wants to go back to the future. You just can't do that.
Now, none of these one-liners worked. The plan didn't work. Dad on the ticket didn't work. None of it worked. I'd say Rory Reid has one of the brightest futures possible in Nevada politics. Education is going to be a lengthy, long, big topic at the next legislative session. Here's former Washoe County School District Superintendent Paul Dugan on the future of education in Nevada.
If charter schools are so great, then why aren't all our schools being looked at to become charter schools? Why don't we allow all schools to be able to make decisions that will affect, in a positive way, the instruction at their school?
Now, State Senator Bill Raggio, suffering the collateral damage of the Harry Reid victory had this reasoning.
For the good of the state, I was going to vote for Senator Reid.
Even though Senator Raggio is now using the proper terminology, calling this government what it is, and Senator Reid what he is. Socialism.
This liberal agenda that I do think tends towards socialism in America.
Radical, extreme views that are now accepted as mainstream Republican politics. Now, how did that happen? How does Senator Raggio feel about supporting socialism? Simply because of his animosity to Sharon Angle.
I'm very relaxed with this. I'm very comfortable. I'm very happy with it. No problem.
Now there's a team player. After the game has already been lost. You know, Republicans lost the game for the U.S. Senate in Nevada thanks in part to the Republicans for Reid. And now it's time to be a team player? You know, whose team are we talking about here? This is the newly elected state Senator Sheila Leslie, chair of the Taxation Committee, even though she's trying to fool the Nevada taxpayer by calling it the Revenue Committee. What is her plan for the team?
I think our problem is our tax structure. I would like to see some kind of a broad-based business tax, more like a corporate tax. Some kind of a corporate net profits tax is what I prefer.
To which Governor-elect Brian Sandoval responded.
And again, reasonable people can disagree on things.
Hear what I mean? Weird, huh? Okay, it's time for the extra, the Toddcast extra, where we weave all of these things together genetically at a microbial level to discover the deeper meaning. Listen closely. It's right here.
I'm not recommending for every future president that they take a shellacking like I did last night.
You see the baseball players wearing pink shoes, and you see the football players having pink helmets.
Man up, Harry Reid.
This liberal agenda that I do think tends towards socialism in America.
If charter schools are so great, then why aren't all our schools being looked at to become charter schools? Why don't we allow all schools to be able to make decisions that will affect in a positive way the instruction at their school?
How did you become so wealthy on a government payroll?
I did a very good job in investing. I have been on a fixed income since I went to Washington.
He's got his flux capacitor and his DeLorean, and he wants to go back to the future. You just can't do that.
For the good of the state, I was going to vote for Senator Reid.
The only way to solve the job problem is create more jobs.
I think our problem is our tax structure. I would like to see some kind of a broad-based business tax, more like a corporate tax. Some kind of a corporate net profits tax is what I prefer.
We have the most successful economic splurge in the history of this country.
I'm very relaxed with this. I'm very comfortable. I'm very happy with it. No problem.
And again, reasonable people can disagree on things.
You've been listening to The Show at ToddTaxpayer.com.
Am I done? Am I finished?
If you have something to say, call 877-932-4WEB. That's 877-932-4932. And leave a comment for The Show.
There was a shoebox with a phone book in it.
And the kick in the can thing.
Okay.
No one envisioned
The Show at ToddTaxpayer.com.